Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. On Tuesday, November 8th, America has a decision to make. Your vote is your voice. So make sure you get out and make your voice heard. And whatever you decide at the polls, this November, elect to drive a Honda from Honda North. From the new Civic hatchback to the all-wheel drive CRV. These are candidates everyone can get behind. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station. 97.7, The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to our local music show here on The Rock Station, 97.7. This is called The Grassroots Show, 4.5 years running now. Bob Cupp, Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions with you to talk a little bit about the local music scene. And welcome to the month of November. We are presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, beautiful location down on the Perry Highway toward Wexford. And this segment brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studios here in Butler. And bumped into Jim Harpell as he was getting ready first to drive his daughter back to West Virginia University, then was getting ready to board an airplane to fly to Vegas with his wife and take some time out. But he was getting ready to go back into the studio, and he said he was going to give me a call because he had some fun stuff getting ready to record. So I'm anxious to hear what they have up their sleeve. Of course, that's the home of the Butler Boys, who we play a lot, and they've got their own session musicians who make up that group, and they can take care of you as well. Meat Locker Recording Studios here in Butler. Utah, how you doing tonight?
Doing well, and if it's the 1st of November, that means it's around the time of my mother's birthday, so wow. I've got to wish my mom a happy 70th birthday. So.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, she had a bit of an accident here a few weeks back, and hopefully she's healing up. Going to be seeing her here in a couple weeks, but happy birthday, Mom.
All right, happy birthday. Well, it is that time of year. November is here, and the holidays are right around the corner. Our live show is right around the corner. Last week, you heard us mention the Christmas special will be coming up as well. So you've got to start getting those Christmas songs in if you've got them. We always put together a Christmas special, and we will be doing that this year a week before Christmas because, well, Christmas actually falls on a Sunday this year, which will preempt our show. On the 25th, so that means we'll do our Christmas special on the 18th, which means before you know it, that's going to be a month away.
You know, we're going to have to talk to management and make sure we get some of these local Christmas songs into maybe that regular rotation of Christmas thing. Yeah,
there you go.
Talking to management. Talking to management.
All right. Write it down. Mark the calendar here.
They just laugh at me.
Well, you know, I don't think they do just laugh at you because, you know, we were able to put this little thing together this year, courtesy of a lot of support from Shady Lady Productions, to do this thing called the Rock Done Right Tour. And here it is upon us next week, the next stop. It's going to be Friday night here on Veterans Day. So we'll get through this election thing and get serious about saluting our veterans. And in particular, helping to raise money for the traveling Vietnam Wall, the memorial wall that will be coming through a replica of what is down in D.C., is going to be coming to the Butler VA Hospital here in Butler County next August. And it takes a lot of money to do that. And we're jumping on board to put together a little local music get-together for people to stop by and support and help out the cause.
Yeah, this is the largest of the traveling walls. It's an 80% replica of what's down in D.C. And this is confirmed. You know, they've already locked this in, but they've got to do a lot of landscaping. They got to provide security, lighting, even the computers so that you can find where on the wall a certain name is. You know, they've got to provide all of that stuff. So it'd be great if you come out and help us raise some money for, you know, the Butler County American Legion Riders are the ones that are doing this. Yeah. And, you know, it's just a voluntary donation. We just ask that you come in through the door and hang out with us. And if you feel like giving, that's great. We've got four great bands. Last year's Grassy Award-winning Anger the Ant, and the year before that's Grassy Award-winning The Shiners. And then we'll be having the Off Hours band out. Mm-hmm. Matt McCall and the Off Hours band. And I've got a couple of his CDs. He gave them to you at Corbury Woodstock, I believe it was. And there's a lot of patriotic music on there. I think you'll really enjoy this. And then Noble Hobbs Band will kick things off early. So starts at 6. Just come on out and stop in and see what's going on.
Absolutely. Yeah, as we mentioned, you mentioned Goodwill donation at the door. So it's even something you can come in and out of if you've got a lot going on. But, I mean, four great bands. It's at the Lindor American Legion. That's the Legion up top the hill in Lindor. Can't miss it because it's got the big tank sitting out front. And it's just going to be a nice evening to help raise that money and raise awareness to the cause, because this isn't going to be the sole fundraiser for the Legion Riders. I mean, again, as you mentioned, it takes a lot of money, so this is just one stop.
Yeah, so just come out and pop on in and check it out, even if you can stay for 5 minutes or the whole night.
Yeah, so. Doors will open at 6 o'clock that night, and yeah, the Off Hours Band, I guess they have a song that talks about nine brothers who are from the AK Valley area, who have all served and been in even battles, but have all come back. And you know, that's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, true story, yeah.
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of patriotic stuff, but just fun stuff, too, that night for you to sit back and enjoy and, you know, share some time. We'll have the folks there from the Rock Station and Shady Lady. And so come on up and just... give the Legion Riders in particular a pat in the back for their efforts in making this event happen. So, again, that's Veterans Day night. It is Friday the 11th, and the doors will open at 6 o'clock. So come on by and say hello. That'll be coming up here this week. So get out and vote, and then come support your vets. Let's get to some music here tonight. Going to take you to, well, most of it toward Indiana, I guess you could say. A band that, ironically speaking of the Rock Done Right tour, yeah, was part of our 4th of July get-together.
Yeah, yeah. They played the Big Butler Fair stop, the Rock Done Right tour. And up-and-coming young band, kind of in that country rock vein. And if you were at the Spirit of Christmas Parade last year, you would have seen one of their singers on the float with the Noble Hops Band. That's Jesse Boldy. And so this is a song she wrote for this band. And they're actually part of a... series they're filming at Lernerville, also some kind of a docu-series that features Lernerville Speedway, and they did the music for that and have a cool video for that also. So this is a new song of theirs out called W9,
and we'll follow that up with
I didn't even mention the band name, Coaltown.
Yeah, that's Coaltown.
Coaltown, yeah, yeah, and their song W9.
Yeah, I think but Jesse's from the Butler area, and then some of the members are from Indiana, so they're from the region. Now next up after that will be Brian Cole, a very recognizable name who's done some country music in years past, but now has kind of shifted his himself to some rock. He actually has done some openings for the Pittsburgh Pirates in years past as well. And Brian recently signed with Melodic Rock Records and has an album coming out actually Thanksgiving weekend, Black Friday, the 25th. He'll have his debut album on Melodic Rock Records come out, called Sands of Time. And the last time that I visited with Brian, he had actually had received some help from a guy named Jim Peterick, who was one of the key members of the group Survivor. And Jim actually has written or co-written four of the songs of the 11 that are on this album. And Brian has penned some songs on it as well. As in fact, he's part of this song that we're going to play for you tonight from Brian Cole. It's called We Lost the Fire. It's the Grassroots Show. And stick around, Ben Valisak of the Growlers going to come up and talk just a little bit about his new album called Muskie. It's all tonight here on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7 FM.
I'm sorry. Did you see my baby me? We're living out the dream. Turning heads whenever we go by. When we roll up in their black trucks, your heart starts beating faster, and his smile is stopping time. When we pull over onto that shoulder, we've already made up your mind. There's nothing as pointless.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular, with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show here on a Sunday night, first weekend in November. Hopefully you turned your clocks back and gained an hour of sleep and are well rested for our show tonight. Going to visit with our good friend Ben Valasek. Of course, Ben Valasek and the Growlers, you've heard of them a lot here on the show over the years. And Ben put out some new material this past summer. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, kind of get caught up. You've heard a song called Coffee, and we're going to play that again tonight for you. But let's visit with Ben. Ben, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, doing real well. I think the last time I caught up with you was just a couple of weeks ago. You were hopped up on stage during a Noble Hops performance and wowed the crowd, so that was cool to see.
I don't know if I wowed the crowd, but it was it's always good to hear those guys play. Utah and Rob are two really cool musicians to hear. So
you wowed the crowd. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Thank you. And thanks for asking me to come up and play a song.
Yeah, I confirmed that. I was there too. So yeah, I was like, wow, great stuff.
Yeah, that's a cool place. Butler's starting to pick up a couple new microbreweries there, and it's always good to see.
And I like how they support the music, and you go in there and there's not TVs all over the place. It's a place
yeah.
where you can go and talk and actually listen to the music, and that's one of the endearing things about that. You see these TVs popping up everywhere anymore, and they don't have them there.
That's exactly
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I'm convinced the new microbrew scene is bringing back the dying bar scene. That it's going to give musicians better opportunities to play again.
Yeah, and I like that. We've talked in the past here about how the microbrewery locations are popping up, and you know, I think a large topic of that was the Zillion Tap recently, Utah, that we were involved in, and you were a big part of. But I think that's a good point right now, because a lot of those places that you know you go in, and you have to talk, you have to enjoy sipping the beverage and the atmosphere, but there's no televisions. Two of the locations in Butler, and I've noticed that at other locations too, and they're fine with putting somebody in the corner and letting some music occur. I mean, that's a really cool vibe, and maybe kind of, I don't know, do we dare call that old school, Ben?
Yeah, it might be old school. You know, it'd be better if they even took your cell phones when you walked in the door.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Ben, let's before we get into the new album here, just give folks that maybe aren't familiar with you a little background on Ben Valasek and how you got involved in music.
You know, we could go way back, but I started out once again just playing regular bands in high school like every kid, and then I got into the a cappella scene, and I did that for quite a while during my college years, and then took some time off because I had kids, and then I bought my first guitar probably when I was early 30s, and that's when I really wanted to get back into songwriting, because I've been writing music all my life, and started to do some solo stuff, and I was happy with that, but I realized I wanted a band again, and I found the three guys I'm playing with now, Mike Starr, Ron Laird, and Zach Wolf. And, you know, I put out a solo CD I'm guessing 6-7 years ago, and then the band has put out two CDs within the last 3 or 4 years, and that's where we're at today.
Very cool. Well, where did you come up with the name The Growlers? Was that, I mean, because that sounds like it came out before the craft brew scene.
Well, I guess it has, and actually Zach Wolf, who's the guitarist in the band, has been brewing beer for forever, and mm-hmm. actually don't be surprised if you see another microbrewery pop up within the next few years on his end.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, these guys, I mean, they're pretty serious about it, and that's hence The Growlers, because we've been drinking his homemade beer for quite some time now.
Very cool. Very cool. Good connection there. So,
and yeah,
very fitting to our topic right now, I guess. So,
yeah, stuff. Exactly. Yeah.
Ben, I would say you have kind of your own style of writing. Who were some of your influences? Because you've got your own unique thing, and I say that with all due respect, very impressively. Who were some of your influences that maybe have helped you shape your sound?
Yeah, good question. You know, I listen to practically every type of music, and I'm one of those weird musicians who I don't necessarily have ton of favorite music out there that I can say I grew up that I was just in awe with. Everything influenced me. If there's one guy that really influenced me within the past 15-20 years, a singer-songwriter who actually I had the awesome opportunity to open up for a couple years ago when he came through Pittsburgh, the guy's name is Martin Sexton, and he's just an incredible singer-songwriter that is able to do things with his voice that a lot of people aren't. And myself, coming from a background of a cappella music, I appreciate that, because I like to think I use my voice somewhat differently than a lot of traditional singers, whether that's good or bad, whether people like it or dislike it. I look at my voice as an instrument that gives another layer to my music than just I'm a singer, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it certainly does. I think too many times a lot of bands, especially the younger bands, get too caught up in maybe making the instrument first and worrying
yeah.
about that, and then trying to backtrack into creating a song, and certainly when you have that talent and shape it around what you have as far as yourself, you know, that's truly an art form in its own right.
Once again, reflecting on your question, I think it has to do with your influences and your backgrounds, and a couple of guys that I used to sing a cappella music with, we were just talking about, you know, the importance of what we did, because there's just invaluable lessons or experiences from a cappella music, which, you know, you can't learn. I don't even care if you have a music education. When you're up there on stage just relying on voices, you know, you have to be creative in ways where instrumentation backing you isn't available otherwise. So, yeah.
Yeah, when you see some of the a cappella groups, Pentatonix comes to mind right now because they're so big. But, you know, especially this time of year, you start to hear some of those a cappella groups come forward with a lot of Christmas stuff. And it's amazing how they can create the vocal ranges and not have an instrument on an album and make
right.
a whole album. I mean, it's just, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you have to be, you know, you have to be perfect or yeah. it's a flop. You know, I hate to say it, but when you're in a band, for the most part, unless you have a complete train wreck, you can cover up some flaws. You know, when mm-hmm. you don't have instruments, it's a different world.
You're out on that limb.
Yeah, yeah. So, but this CD, and we can get more into it, but this one was unique because this was the first CD out of the last three that I've written for a band. My first one was solo. My second one was the first time we recorded as a group, so a lot of it I still wrote as a singer-songwriter with instrumentation to give some beef behind it.
Okay.
This one, every song I wrote for the most part was written with the mind frame of a full band playing the music.
We're talking with Ben Balasek and the Growlers, and they got a new album out called Muskie. We're going to talk in depth further about that, but let's give them a sample on a couple of the songs. We've already played Coffee a couple of weeks ago, and we're going to spin that for you again. Give us a little background of Coffee, Ben.
Actually, this is the only song on the CD that was a old song that I wrote years ago. Everything else is brand new, but I was in a band years ago called The Awakening Ritual, and I wrote this song. I had a buddy in college who well, I guess would be addicted to coffee, and he was addicted to expensive coffee from high-end places, and so I wrote the song sort of as a joke, and it was the fastest song I've ever written. I think I wrote this whole song in maybe a half hour, and it was one of those that just clicked, and it's one of the topics, you know, everybody sort of can associate with coffee, and so the song worked, and I really had no interest in playing it, and the guys from the band liked the song, and they convinced me to put it on here, and I think it worked, so.
Well, let's give it a sip of coffee. It's Ben Balasek here today on The Grassroots Show on 97.7 FM.
I wake up in the morning hours. I get up early just to pick her flowers as the day keeps moving a little bit further my way. I get a moving at a 7:30 when it feels like hell. But I know that it's heaven. Somebody pinch me, cause it's gonna be a beautiful day. You see, I needed to feel a little bit motivated. Can't even help feeling a little bit aggravated. And baby, don't get angry if I feel a little bit of hatred. Without my coffee. My coffee.
fear and fame. Yeah, I'm tired at the end of the day. It's cold and it's dark, and I can never run that far. Yeah, she's a plain Jane, and I hope I don't regret it someday. I probably should have just stayed.
Hey!
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, and the previous segment brought to you by the Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, the friendly home of the Man Can Special, and our longest running sponsor. And we also welcome our newest sponsor of the show, All About Reclaimed, located in downtown Butler. Neat little location right on Main Street. Encourage you to stop down and browse around. We were talking about some of the new craft breweries that are located in downtown Butler. Well, right across the street, you can take a little stroll and find out what they have at All About Reclaimed. They've got some neat different things in there. It's got a cool vibe. It's things that, you know, some people might have passed off thinking it was junk, and it turns into something pretty special. And they also have been able to come across things that you might not have seen in quite a while. It's just some unique vibes in there, and I think it's well worth a stop frequently to see what new they have in there, and support local business.
That's, I was going to say, get down on Main Street and support your local Main Street.
That's right. Ben Velasak is with us, and Ben Velasak and the Growlers with a brand new album out called Musky, and we just heard Coffee and Aunt Mary. Ben, tell us a little bit about Aunt Mary.
Yeah, it was a fun tune to write. A buddy of mine from high school, which a bunch of us still go to camp every year, and it was his Aunt Mary, not mine, that, you know, as guys you joke around, and this guy has a lot of great one-liners, and majority of the one-liners he uses were from his Aunt Mary. And when he was dating back in the day, his Aunt Mary at the time, who was very elderly, she told him, hey, don't turn anything down except your collar. And that's how the song came about.
Yeah,
one cool thing about this CD and sort of the band itself is we've sort of changed directions a little bit. I'm playing a lot of piano and keyboard organ stuff, and so a lot of the songs you'll be hearing have a lot of organ and keyboard in it now. So,
just a little added dimension to what you put out. Of course, the album before this was Time Waits for No One, correct? You put that out about, 3 years ago, I think.
I believe so.
Yeah. So, now, putting this song together, and you said in the previous segment that this was the first time you've written your material in the form of presenting it to a band. How much did the guys add to this? Was it open for conversation? And how did that come together for you?
Yeah, you know, everything's open for conversation with this group. I wouldn't trade those three guys for anything. They're very seasoned musicians.
They're great musicians. great musicians.
They really are. I come with an idea. I come with the lyrics, and I come with how the sound, an idea of what I want the song to sound like. Because I think as a songwriter, you have an idea of what it should sound like. But then these guys put their parts in, and for the most part, I rarely ever say, no, that doesn't. Unless it's in a complete different direction. They play what they want to play, and typically it comes together at the end.
Yeah, is that a difficult process when you've been kind of, you know, thinking the solo thing and writing Was it easy to kind of let your mind branch out in that intent? Was that an easy flow for you?
It was. I mean, I've been in bands in the past, and I've been writing music for, you know, a long time. So it was nothing new. It's just when you write, you know, when you're writing a song for a band, you know, you start to hear different parts and different feels of, you know, just the flow of what should happen in that song. And like I said, when I play the song originally, you know, these guys, they add their thing, and it typically works.
Where did you record this? How did that all come together?
Yeah, we did this one all ourselves again. We did it at two different locations, and our bassist, Ron Laird, he engineered the whole thing, and we took over Zach's parents' house. They were away for a week, so we turned our house into a studio, and then we did it in another local place, and yeah, we enjoy doing it. We enjoy having the ability to have all the creative juices to, you know, put out the end product. And it's a lot cheaper.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
I'm not saying, I think at some point in time we would like to go to a studio and have someone take care of all that, because as the musician doing all the work too, it can become, I don't want to say a huge headache, but it's a big burden of responsibility at the same time.
And we've talked too, the way somebody else can maybe bring out different aspects of a recording.
Oh, definitely.
Too. You know, even though you've got the mindset and the guys come in and join in with that mindset, you never know what a good producer is going to bring out of you.
Oh, I'm not opposed to that by any means. I mean, because it definitely could improve the process. You know, it's just something. It's the route we've taken. And like I said, if we do another one, maybe we'll go completely different. But at this point in time, you know, we enjoy it because we also learn every time we do it how to improve the quality as well. So,
where did the name Muskie come from?
Yeah, when we took over Zach's parents' house, this is a funny story. Up to about a month prior to getting these CDs printed, I had a completely different idea for the album. And it just, at the back of my mind, in the back of all of our minds, it just wasn't exactly what we wanted to. So when we recorded, there was a cat in the in their house, and the cat's name was Muskie. And Muskie sort of took over the studio for the whole week. So Muskie has nothing to do whatsoever with any song or any of the music. It was the cat that was in the studio the whole week.
Well, some people have watch dogs. I guess they had a watch cat, huh?
Yeah, and I got a hold of a great illustrator artist from actually from my high school, named Mike Vinton. And I said, Mike, I need something done very quick. Can you do it? And I said, I want a cat riding an actual Muskie. And he got me a picture, and I said, that's it. That works.
Great stuff. Social media, can people find you? Facebook page, you have your own website. Where can they find a copy of the album?
You can find Facebook. They can find it on CD Baby, Reverb Nation. We have our own website at www.benvalasek.com. Yeah, just type in the name on any internet search, and it'll take you somewhere.
Speaking with Ben Valasek tonight, sculptor, coach, father, former rock basketball player, man of many, many talents over the years.
Yeah.
And, of course, of Ben Valasek and the Growlers, their new CD is called Muskie. You guys, as I mentioned, so many different things going on, and primarily that of being probably coach and father, you guys have a little bit of time off right now, but I'm sure there will be some things that people can keep tabs on, especially as you progress into the new year.
Yes, exactly. I coach basketball. And I'm just getting back into it now, so once I find out schedules and everything, we'll start booking. But this is always a little bit slow time for us, but you know, we always still meet up once a week or so, hash out some new material, and sometimes it's good to take a little hiatus and reflect on what you did and what you want to do in the future, and that's where we're at now. So you can just keep checking our sites, and we'll start posting new shows.
Very cool.
You can just kind of ride the wave of the thrill of winning that Telly Award on the defunct The Beat Show.
Let that
carry you through the rest of the year there.
That's right.
That's it. That was a cool experience.
Well, hey, it was great having you on that show. Always great having you on this show as well, and always great to see you play in person. That's probably the most impressive part where you really see the talents of Ben Valasek shine through, and look forward to seeing the Growlers along with you as well. Let's play a couple more songs from the new CD, Muskie. We're going to do a Fade Away. Can you give us a little description of that, Ben?
Yeah, the song itself was, I was watching a movie one night, and the hook line just caught my attention, and I wrote the song based on the hook line. And when I wrote it, I just kept hearing another part. It was sort of one of those I needed a female for, and I kept thinking. And my daughter just turned 15 yesterday, and she has a pretty nice voice. And I thought, hey, this is the time. And so it was really cool. I got to. If I never record anything ever again in my life, I got to record a song with my daughter, so it was cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So that'll be a Fade Away, and then we'll wrap up the show with The Joke Is On You. Can you describe that for us?
Yeah, I guess on that one, there's a band that we've had the opportunity to open up for the last two times they've been through Pittsburgh, the Iguanas. Very Spanish New Orleans-driven, and... I enjoy their music thoroughly, and I thought, you know what, I want to write a song with that stylistic approach, and that's where that song came from. So it has a completely different feel, and if you like that type of music, hopefully you'll like that song.
The band is Ben Valasek and the Growlers. The new CD out since June is called Muskie, and Ben, we appreciate the visit here tonight and the opportunity to share some of your music with the listeners.
Hey, Bob, in Utah, it's always a pleasure, and I appreciate everything you do for local music, and particularly including us along the ride. So, thanks again.
I hope you don't end up writing a song 20 years from now saying we've been waiting for 20 more years again.
Yeah, the old
pirate team. Watching the Cubs. I don't know. We got a few more acquisitions to make to get up to their level, but. I'm pulling for Cleveland in this series. So.
Yeah, me too.
Well, hey, you know, the Indians are putting the exclamation point on it's all about pitching, too. So, you know, you don't have to have the big names in order to do it. They're proving that. So I still have a little bit of hope.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we're a solid team, but we need to, get a little better.
Yeah. So. Well, spoken by all true Pirate fans here. Ben, good to have you here tonight. Best of luck in the future, and have a great holiday season, and good luck with the basketball team, too.
Hey, thanks, guys, and keep in touch.
All right, take care.
Ben Valasek and the Growlers, let's get to it. It's Fade Away, and The Joke Is On You from the new album Muskie, here tonight on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7.
You see, the big crowds are always better than the small. Yeah, the door's always open, and no one cares if you... call. And the social ones, they keep talking, they don't even know who you're there. You can scream, you can cry, you can fall and try to get up, but they don't care. So why don't we just fade? Don't fade away. Why don't we fade? The party, the more private it is. No, we don't have to stay. There are lovers on every love seat in every room. And some are looking for love, yet the other ones they keep thinking of their next move. And there are people dancing like children.
I should have seen.
joke is on you. Hey, 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 the joke is on you. Hey, 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 I said the joke is on you. Hey, 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 the joke is on you. Hey, hey, hey. Never ever use my name. If you're gonna drag me down, I like a little credit, I like a little bit of that fame, little fame. Yeah, I like a little bit of the fame, little fame, little fame. But at some point this whole world's gonna find out, and that's when you are gonna be called out. Joke is on you. Hey, hey, hey. The joke is on you. Hey, hey, hey. I said the joke is on you. Hey, hey, hey. The joke is on you. Hey, 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 hey.
About Reclaimed by Jeff Double is taking over Hazer's on Main Street in Butler for the Pay It Forward Holiday Bazaar Friday, November 11th through Sunday, November 13th. Visit this All About Reclaimed pop-up shop for holiday shopping and gourmet food demonstrations, plus a wine tasting on Sunday from Rustic Acres Winery. A portion of the proceeds goes to the Community Health Clinic of Butler County. For more information, check out the All About Reclaimed Facebook page or call 724-996-0871. That's 724-996-0871.
European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular, with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Mark your calendar for Wednesday, November 16th. It'll be an open mic night returning to the Rock Ann Haven, hosted by Donnie Yozo. It runs from 8 to 11 p.m. This Wednesday night at the Rock Ann Haven, why not shake off your election hangover with Brian Cease of the Redlines? He'll be there performing beginning at 8 p.m. It's at the Rocks, Rock Ann Haven. And speaking of rock, the Pennsylvania Rock Show 12th year anniversary is this Saturday night beginning at 6:30 at the Leechburg Moose. featuring bands like Amber Alexis, Tilted Shadows, Tarachan Sky, The Hellfire Club, and After the Fall. Congratulations to Bill Damiano and another successful year of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. And from the Shady Lady concert calendar, it's coming up on Friday, November 11th, this Friday, Veterans Day. It's the benefit concert to help raise money for the Butler County American Legion Riders to bring in the American Veterans Traveling Tribute Vietnam Wall in August of next year to the Butler VA Hospital. We're helping to raise money with an open door, a free will contribution, and lots of fundraisers inside, but great music from Anger the Ant, the Shiners, the Off Hours Band, and the Noble Hops Band. Again, that's Veterans Day night at the Lindor American Legion. And mark your calendar as well for Friday, November 18th, the Noble Hops Band. Head to the sidebar. They'll be live in Katanning with special guests, the Cellar Dwellers.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 37 years building garages, horse barns, utility and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Where can you go, have really great homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands, and hang out? The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food, great brewskis, and the staff all out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks, Rock and Haven. It rocks.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. And our final segment tonight, brought to you by P&W Construction. We thank them for their support of our local music show. We thank you for supporting it as well just by tuning in. We've heard a lot from you in recent months. A lot of folks saying, hey, we love listening every Sunday night, tuning it in and hearing some of the local music bands. And we certainly appreciate that. And we certainly hope that you'll get out and support those bands as well, and some of the local establishments that are around the area that are supporting those local bands as well. That's what makes the whole scene click and work. And man, there's a lot of great music out there right now. And you know, before we know it, I mean, we're talking about Christmas music when in the bands that we need to submit that. Yeah, we're coming up on the end of the year here. That means it's going to be grassy nomination time before you know it. So keep your ears to the radio.
And just like we encourage you to go vote, we're not going to tell you who to vote for, just like we stay impartial in the Grassy Awards. So there you go.
There you go. Of course, yeah, voting week, it's going to be interesting to see how everything shakes out with all the races on Tuesday. And then, of course, Veterans Day coming up on the 11th. The good news is we have gained an hour of time so we can rest up for all the big things that are ahead in the next week. But we've got our big Veterans Day benefit concert coming up next Friday night, and that'll be 6 o'clock door opening. Come on up. There's going to be four different bands going on at the American Legion in Lindora. And again, the only cost is going to be your time and a little bit of effort.
Yep, yeah. So just pop on out and check it out. And if you feel like giving, that'd be great. So
yeah, and there's going to be some baskets for raffle off and 50-50s going on throughout the night. So, you know, you can stop up and enjoy the evening and say hello to us. And that's one way you can support some of these local musicians, because you're going to get a chance to meet the Off Hours Band. You're going to get to see the Noble Hops Band and two of our Grassy Award winners. Speaking of that, past winners, the Shiners, and, of course, the current reigning champions, Anger the Ant. So it's going to be a great night of music for a great cause, helping to support the Legion Riders in their efforts in bringing in the Vietnam War Memorial Wall, the traveling wall, that is a scale replica of what you can find in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
So good to have Ben Valisak on tonight, too. Always enjoy hearing his music. And there's a guy, folks, that if you enjoyed hearing some of the music from his new album, Muskie, that's a guy you have to get out and see perform, because, man, he can do it fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, we had him at one of the band jams, and we had him on the beat show, as we referred to, and actually did win a Telly Award with that episode as well. We won one with the Shiners. We won one with the Ben Valasek and the Growlers episode. And I tell you, his last album, there's a song on that called Walk on the Water, and I often play it when I can on this show, and it's just one of my favorite songs ever written, and I just... hats off to him on that. I think that's a real classic right there. Very well done song.
Very, very good. Well, let's wrap up with a couple of songs before we go here. The Mixus Brothers are back, huh?
Yeah, they are. And actually, they're going to be a guest next year, but they've got some new stuff out. And we've played this song already in the past. It's called Luck of the Draw, and we'll throw that on.
Very cool. Yeah, and you know, as you heard, too, we have a concert calendar. You can get us information on that. And if you're a band out there or know a band out there that, you know, you'd like to hear on the show, one way you can get in touch with us is either our Facebook page or the Grassroots email, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. Always a great way to keep in touch with us. And be sure to keep in touch with us because, my goodness, we're already booked into next February as far as our show goes. So, you know, we're trying to keep up with everything as best we can, but... Man, this show has almost become a full-time job.
Well, yeah, and you know what? And speaking of that concert calendar, you probably just heard it, and we should give him a shout-out. That's Bill Damiano. He's got his PA Rock Show anniversary concert coming up November 12th in Leechburg, so make sure you check that out also and get behind him and support because he does great things for the local music scene as well and for musicians.
Yeah, congratulations to Bill on the success of his show and the length and longevity that he's had as well, too. Well, we'll follow up the Mixus Brothers with the Semi-Supervillains, and they just recently, here in the last week, have posted a video for a new song. You know, the Semi-Supervillains, I think we mentioned this back in the spring, that they had traveled south. They did a little tour that took them across the United States, and they ended up going to Texas, and the final stop was actually down in Austin, Texas, and they actually hung out down there for a while and did some performing, and they have created a video to a song called Southwest that they wrote along the way, and did a really cool video for it, too, that is kind of a synopsis of the pictures that they gathered and the fun that they had on this trip. So you can check it out on YouTube. It's Texas Champagne by the Semi-Supervillains, and we'll play that for you following the Mixus Brothers. And we'll see you not only at the polls this week, but at the Veterans Day concert next Friday night, and, of course, right back around these parts next Sunday night. Bob in Utah with you on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7.
send you.